With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois. Thanks for joining me for the next hour of wonderful listening. We're right in the midst of the annual observance of the Jewish High Holy Days, spanning the time from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. On today's program, we'll explore a rich body of composed and traditional music that comes from the Jewish tradition, as well as other music of unity and reconciliation, including pieces by Ernest Bloch, Herman Berlinski, Gerald Cohen, and others. We'll begin with music with a Middle Eastern influence composed in the early 20th century by Jean Alain. His Second Fantasy for Organ exhibits harmonic and melodic traits somewhat exotic to Western music, but echoing something of the sound of Eastern chants. Michael Ferris plays the organ of the Cathedral of St. Peter in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Michael Ferris played the Deuxième Fantasy by Jean Alain on the organ of the Cathedral of St. Peter in Erie, Pennsylvania. We continue with a traditional Hebrew greeting and prayer sung at the beginning of Shabbat. The words of Shalom Aleichem are a blessing making reference to the angels who accompany people from temple to home on the Sabbath eve. It's sung here by the male choir of the Moscow Choral Synagogue, led by Mikhail Turetsky. Shalom Aleichem was sung by the male choir of the Moscow Choral Synagogue. Mikhail Turetsky conducted. Next, we'll listen to another traditional song for Shabbat, usually sung at the close of the liturgy and on other solemn occasions. Adon Olam is something of a hymn of praise and assurance. It's sung to a number of different tunes, but usually in alternation with a cantor and choir or congregation. We'll hear a setting that has a strong feeling of a folk music tradition. It's performed here by the male choir of the Moscow Choral Synagogue with cantor A. Pressman.
Better and more, better and more, you see. le hamci le loi le aspiro benire sis beni sahlis ve loi hois ve ia misero
The male choir of the Moscow Choral Synagogue sang Odan Olam, a traditional Jewish song for Shabbat. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. As we continue our observance of the High Holy Days and music of the Jewish tradition, we turn to a portion of a remarkable work by composer Ernest Bloch. He was born to Jewish parents in Geneva in 1880, and after studies in Brussels, Frankfurt, and Paris, he settled in America in 1916 and remained here until his death in 1959. Though he's perhaps best known as a Jewish composer, he was a man of varied interests and qualities. Between the years of 1930 and 1933, he composed his Sacred Service based on the American Union Prayer Book for Jewish Worship. The piece is scored for baritone cantor, SATB soloists, choir, and orchestra, and could be compared in some ways to a concerted setting of the Mass in the Christian tradition. The piece is divided into five large sections linked by orchestral interludes. We'll hear part one of Sacred Service, performed by baritone Louis Berkman, with the Zemel Choir and London Symphony Orchestra, all conducted by Jeffrey Simon. Music of Ernest Bloch on With Heart and Voice.
Christi's throne. O Roche, to adoce.
Jeffrey Simon led the Zemel Choir and London Symphony Orchestra, along with baritone Louis Berkman, in part one of Sacred Service by Ernest Bloch. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Book of Psalms is shared by both Jewish and Christian traditions, and one of the most beautiful psalms of peace and unity can be found in one of the shortest, Psalm 133. Behold how good and pleasant it is when friends live together in unity. Madrigalia were performed a setting by Richard Prue, conducted by Roger Wilhelm.
Thank you.
Psalm 133 by Richard Prue was performed by Madrigalia. Roger Wilhelm conducted. Settings of the 23rd Psalm abound, both in choral music and in hymnody. We'll listen to Henry Baker's paraphrase in the hymn, "The King of Love My Shepherd Is," sung to the traditional Irish tune, St. Columba. The choir of the King's School in Canterbury sings, led by Howard Ionescu. Matthew Martin plays the organ. The choir of the King's School Canterbury sang the hymn, "The King of Love My Shepherd Is," directed by Howard Ionescu. Two very different pieces about the holy city of Jerusalem are next. First, we'll hear a prayer for Jerusalem, Hine Matov, again setting words of Psalm 133, combined with verses from Psalm 122. Composed by Gerald Cohen to commemorate the 3,000th anniversary of the founding of Jerusalem, we'll hear it performed by the choir of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. Kent Tridle conducts. Hine Matov by Gerald Cohen was sung by the choir of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. The second Jerusalem piece comes from the Vespers of 1610 by Claudio Monteverdi and sets a portion of Psalm 147, Lauda Jerusalem, Rejoice Jerusalem. It's brilliantly set for two SAB choirs comprising a polyphonic six voices, with a seventh voice added, in effect, a shared tenor line between them, which declaims the Gregorian psalm tone. The choir of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine is joined by the ensemble Rose of the Compass. Kent Tridle directs. Choir of St. John the Divine and Rose of the Compass performed Lauda Jerusalem from the Vespers of 1610 by Claudio Monteverdi. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A dramatic organ work by German-born American composer Hermann Berlinski is next. Berlinski emigrated to Paris in 1933 and served in the French armed forces until the fall of France. Facing the prospect of internment, he He and his wife were able to get visas to come to America in 1941, where they eventually settled in Washington, D.C. The burning bush depicts in compelling ways the scene in Exodus where God reveals himself to Moses in the form of a burning bush, which was not consumed by the flames. Swirling manual figurations are punctuated by a rhythmic motive that represents God's words, "I am who I am." Laura Ellis plays the organ at the University of Florida, where she's on the faculty. The Burning Bush by Herman Berlinski was performed by Laura Ellis. She played the Andrew Anderson Memorial Organ at the University of Florida in Gainesville. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music from the Jewish tradition to honor the High Holy Days. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.